Hi guys, welcome to Pray Today. It's the 17th of September, and I want to share with you a hymn today that is a pretty solemn hymn, and it's a really, really old hymn. This one was written 314 years ago, and yet today we still sing it. And this is a hymn written by a guy named Isaac Watts. And as you probably already know from the heading when you clicked on your app today, it's When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And something really cool about this song, something interesting about this song, is it is the first hymn that seems to have been written in the first person point of view. So instead of just focusing on truths about God and doctrinal statements, this is a very personal hymn because it's focusing on a personal experience of the writer, Isaac Watts. So the premise of this song is, when I survey the wondrous cross, or when I look at the cross, when I think about the cross, when I think about what happened on the cross, this is the response I have. And a couple different lines I want to share and focus on here for just a minute is, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. So Watts is saying here that when I look at the cross, when I look at how Jesus died for me, then no matter what I could gain in this world, my richest gain, I count but loss. So it reminds me of the verse that says, what good is it if you gain the whole world yet forfeit your soul? And Watts understood that no matter what he could attain in this world, didn't compare to what Jesus did on the cross. None of it really mattered. And then at the end it says, were the whole realm of nature mine, so if I owned everything, that were a present far too small. And then it says, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. That is pulling together the entire feelings of what we should get from the cross, or what our response should be. That his love is so amazing and divine. His love is so unlike anything else, any other experience in life, that it demands my soul, my life, my all, my everything. So I'd like to pray about that with you today. And I want to ask you this question as we go into prayer. When you look at the cross, what do you see? What resonates in you when you think about what Jesus did on the cross? Are you stuck with feelings of guilt because he died for your sins? If so, that's not where he wants you to stay. Do you focus on the pain that he suffered? I think that we're supposed to focus on the pain that he endured. In fact, this hymn was written by Isaac Watts as he was preparing for a communion service, which focuses on the sacrifice of Jesus. But when you think about the cross, do you just think about Jesus hanging there, or do you think about the fact that the cross is empty and that Jesus overcame death, and that all of our hope and all of his glory lies in what happened after that, the resurrection, the overcoming of death, proving that he did in fact die for our sins. Let's pray together. Lord, when I look at the cross, I have a lot of different emotions. I feel sadness. Sometimes I feel guilt, knowing that I didn't deserve what you did on the cross. Lord, sometimes I look at the cross and and I wonder why you love me that much. Sometimes I look at the cross and I feel joy because I know, Lord, that the pain that you endured, not just the physical pain, but the emotional pain of carrying the weight of my sin and everyone's sin on your shoulders, was unbearable. But I'm filled with joy knowing that you didn't stay on the cross. They took you down off that cross, and everyone had given up except the Father. And then, Jesus, you came back to life. You defeated death, that thing that we're so scared of. You defeated it. And not only that, but you gave us the assurance that we would too when we spend eternity in heaven with you. God, when we survey the cross, when we look at the cross, may we spend time in all of those spaces that we need to spend time in. But Lord, may we remember always that you loved us that much. Love so amazing, so divine, that my response is to give you my life, my all. And I make that commitment to you, Lord. You have it all. In Jesus' name.